Life is hard. This show, The Southern Style Medium, is all about understanding your life struggles, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get ready to be enlightened with life tools and free readings each week by renowned psychic medium, life coach, and motivational speaker, Sharon Pugh, fondly known as the Southern Style Medium for her warm, humorous, and tell-it-like-it-is approach. And now your host, Sharon Pugh.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. I've got Matthew as my co-host on. We're going to be coming on together every week. Hi, Matt.
No. I'm in massive denial right now. I am not here. I don't care what anybody says.
You better be, because you're an amazing psychic medium. So how are you today?
I'm ducky. Unfortunately, I had an incident today. I was driving along the road, and unfortunately, the police had to pull me over, and they said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I had a quack up."
He's a funny guy. He doesn't. I did not see that one coming. Oh my gosh, you're such a goofball. You really are.
Thank you.
So that's why I have you as my partner in crime. You just made me lose my train of thought. Thank you. All right.
Well, I can tell you what is that the tow truck came along and they said it's going to be one heck of a big bill.
Oh my gosh! Bill. It wah wah wah. Okay, stop it.
So anyways, yes, I'm doing fine. We have a lot to talk about today, a lot of good stuff to talk about today, a lot of annoying things to talk about today, and future shows are going to be very, very controversial, so people better be listening in, and also we're going to let them know how to get a hold of us if they dare want to talk to us, which, well, who knows. If you want to talk to Sharon or me, you are crazy, and we're happy for it.
So, no, we really work well together, but, as I said before, I work and live and breathe in a mediumistic realm. And so I jotted today, I had to jot down the outline of the show because, what we're going to talk about is psychic readings. And so before we get started, I want to go ahead and give out our contact information. So if you would like to book a reading with me, Sharon Pugh, go to SharonPugh.com or SouthernStyleMedium.com. You can also find me for an instant reading, no wait, if my button is green, call me through Best American Psychics or Best Psychic Directory. And those calls are great because you can control how much money you want to spend, you know, how little, or if you want to stay on longer with me, you know, you're in control of that.
All right.
Matt, go for it.
Well, before I go for it, let's clarify one thing is that you have a very unique last name, and I think we need to clarify how to spell Pugh. Because I don't know that people are automatically going to say, I know exactly how to spell that, because the English language is very diverse. So why don't you take the lead back and give them a little bit more information on that?
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, Sharon is easy. Sharon. Pugh is Pugh. And it actually came from the Welsh version of Hap U. So it was...
It sounds like a Gesundheit.
I know. So they dropped part of it and kept Pugh. And so I get all the time, I'll have somebody, you know, Mrs. Pug, Mrs. Pow, Mrs. Pugh, you know, or Pugh or Pooh or, you know, so it's been pronounced every single way. So I just say, you know, like the church Pugh, that's how you want to pronounce it. But, you know, that's a good point, Matt, because if somebody said their last name was Pugh, I would want to spell it P-E-W.
Exactly, exactly. So, to clarify, it's P-U-G-H, Sharon Pugh, all one word, .com. And now the same thing goes for me as well. You can reach me through the internet to two different routes. The first one is through psychicmatthew.com. Now, if you want to go with a scheduled reading or you want to go for a prepaid reading, which is can be segmented in any which way you want. You can go for 15 minutes, half an hour, or an hour. If you want to pay for the full hour reading, you can also split that up. You can go for three 20-minute readings. You can go for two half-an-hour readings. You can go for four 15-minute readings or one straight hour. The price stays the same. It's prepaid. Once you pay it, we'll keep an eye on things and see how it goes and go with whatever your comfort level is. And don't worry, I do not cut you off at the exact minute. If there's an extra few minutes in there that are needed to talk about something, relax. Don't worry about it. I'm not a computer. However, for those people that do want a prepaid reading, but they want to go per minute because they don't know how long they're going to spend, that's when you're going to want to go through what is known as Best Psychic Directory with Bob Olson. Now, Bob Olson's website, Best Psychic Directory, links you to a third party which uses PayPal and other forms of credit cards. And in that particular case, you could do prepaid by choosing how many minutes you want. And then when you look at my link for when you're ready to call me, what happens is the link has a red or a green lettering on it, which means that I'm available or I'm not available. When those letters turn green, and they usually are green unless I'm sleeping, that's when you can click on it and you can actually make direct contact with me in a very short period of time by following the phone prompts. I believe that goes along with Sharon as well. So when you're ready, give us a call, not while we're on the radio show, because we won't answer it.
And I've got, you know, and oh, by the way, you know, at 12:30, Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 Pacific Time, and whatever time zone you're in, it's going to be 12 Eastern. But 12:30, the phone lines will open. So if you're listening and you want a reading, call in. But I wanted to ask you about the instant readings, Matt. Do you ever have this happen? You'll be on a call and it gives a warning, you know, to the client, you know, you have 1 minute left. And you, yeah. I start talking really fast and I'm like, you know, no, don't call him. Wait for him to call you. You've got to really pull back from the relationships. And I start talking like this and then it's like click, you know, and then.
I love the one where it's, please hold. Your client is adding money or funds. Please hold. Your client is adding funds. Click. What? What happened? Did they hang up? What? You never know. So that's a good warning, Sharon, is that sometimes the third-party system doesn't always work perfectly.
No.
And when that happens.
Yeah, and it's just like you're trying to tell them everything and at least make a full word, you know, before it cuts off. But the reason why we're sharing this with you is because what we're going to talk about today is psychic readings. And, you know, from that, you know, what is a psychic reading? But the way that we're going to answer this is not really what is a psychic reading. So that's interesting. What are the reasons for getting a reading? You know, finding a good psychic, spotting a fake psychic.
Yeah,
I know. There's so much material in this. You know, preparing for your reading. Oh, my God, I can't stress enough how important it is to prepare for your reading. And then getting the most out of your readings. You know, things that, you know, is really great to do, and then things that you should maybe try to avoid. So do you want to start, Matt, with what is a psychic reading?
Sure. Sure. Okay. I was actually thinking about something funny, but what I'll do is I'll switch to a more serious mode. What is a psychic reading? Now, anybody out there in the audience might have the answer. Why don't you raise your hands? I can't see you. So what is a psychic reading? A psychic reading is not what I'm going to talk about is how we do it, but what is it? So, Shannon, let's say you ask me a question. What's is the grass going to go greener this year on my lawn? Okay, so let's say that that's a legitimate question.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a better question. Are the barn builders going to ring my doorbell during the radio show?
Not if they want to die. Now, here's the trick is that when the answer comes through, I have to actually listen in with my mind, not for listening with my ears. But there's a place where everybody thinks about something. They have a thought. Somebody to ask a question, you come up with a response. Your response is based upon experiences. That's the third dimension. Everybody thinks, or two-dimensional thinking, that's what everybody is normal about. Oh, the answer is this because I know this information. With us, it's the same process. The thought comes in, but we don't have the thought coming in because of an experience. We have it because it's coming in from another source that we are not familiar with as far as what the answer is going to be. And that's where the magic happens, right there. When that thought comes into our head, we have to recognize that as saying, hey, that's an answer that I know in my gut that's for the other person. But if it comes through as gobbledygook or baloney, we have to actually say, okay, we got an image or a picture or a time frame or who knows what, a sound or a smell or a color, and we have to identify with that what in the heck that's supposed to mean for this person. And we have to identify somehow to change that into a meaning that this person might understand for the concept. So that's the tricky part. And when you're beginning out as a psychic, that's very, very difficult to do, and many times psychics give up because they can't figure it out. Those that stay with it but go slow, very slow in the process of learning, they realize that they can accomplish this particular feat. For those that want to charge through and say, I know what I'm doing, they fall flat on their face and they don't get anybody to pay attention to them because they want to go so fast, they don't give time to learn the language. And the language is not ABCs, it's blind versus blind versus blind until I finally understand it. Does that make sense to you, Sharon?
It actually does, and I think we all get the messages differently. I can hear clairaudiently, which means I hear an answer, and if I can't hear the answer, I hear it in my head, or I will have a physical sensation of, when I'm connecting with somebody that passed, I might have a pain in my head, or I might have a lot of pain in my lower leg, which represents, circulatory. If it's cancer, I get a very odd chemical smell. So I may not be able to see where the cancer is, but that helps me to let them know who is on the other side. Because if it's a loved one, they're going to know how they passed. I'm not. So if I, come in and I hear metal to metal, and then I get this crushing feeling, car accident. If it's mm-hmm. gunshot, I smell gunpowder. So everybody, works, differently. So it's, the psychic mediumship readings are, basically using the services of someone who is a tool, who is a vessel, an entity that is able to give you information that, other people aren't going to be able to give you. So it's a totally different form of communication and insight. You can't go on Google and Google your answers. You can't, call an attorney or a physician and get that same kind of messages. So it is different, and the way you just described it is perfect.
Well, see, that's this. You mentioned two items there that we should clarify. There have been historical events in life, either through TV or whatnot, where people actually tune in and they say, "Oh, wow, look at this person. They are." They're healing this person, they're doing this, they're doing that, and some people say, I have the skills of a doctor. There's a word that I learned recently which really functions. Some countries are very litigious. Good word, too, because I like it. Litigious means they love to litigate. people love to sue for money. And unfortunately, there are some careers which are happy-go-lucky for suing but don't always win. One of those places is being a lawyer and sometimes being a doctor. But those folks are protected. They have the course, they have the money. Psychics have to say the disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not any of these licensed, learned, factual skill sets that these other people have gone through and paid a lot of money to learn. We are giving you a service because of a belief and a learning through a process that is not available through general public that I know of. So when you're talking about what we offer for services and readings, we have to say we are not these people. And that's something important to realize, is that if you get somebody who says, I have the skill set of a doctor, and they are saying that they're a psychic, be very wary of that. Be very careful of that, because these people could give you information that is actually designed for the lawyers and the doctors and people like that to give you that information factually. If they try to pretend that they're something they're not, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And that leads us actually to the fake ones, doesn't it, Sharon?
Yeah, it does. I mean, and I myself have a disclaimer on my website that I'm not a doctor, I'm not, you know, an attorney, and we all, you know, we all have that, you know, part that says this is for entertainment purposes only. And even though, you know, I know I'm a real psychic medium, you know you're a real one, we do have to put that, because we can't scientifically prove, you know, what we are. We do, yes, we help people, and, you know, we, everything that we say, or not everything, but a lot of what we say makes sense to them. So we will pick up on, yes, we will pick up on fake psychics. So, yeah, see you in a few.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. We are back talking about psychic readings. And before we went to break, we were going to move on to fake psychics, because me and Matthew have been tested. We're both tested and certified. I know. You're gushing over there. But there are so many fake psychics out there that end up, you know, these poor people, they end up coming to us to fix what, you know, a fake psychic has done, you know, to them. And, you know, the one thing, and I know you've got your own things that you want to talk about with fake psychics, but the one pet peeve of mine is if you go to somebody and they claim that you have a curse and they can remove that curse, no human being on this planet has the power to put a curse on you. There is no such thing as a curse. And no, even if there was such a thing as a curse, nobody would have the power to remove that curse. I mean, that alone is just throwing so much negativity on you that you don't need. So please, if somebody says that you have a curse and they can remove it, and, oh, by the way, it's going to cost you $10,000 to remove it, I want you to go get the money out of the bank. Here's a rock I'm going to give you. I want you to wrap the rock up in a cloth, and inside of that cloth and the rock, I want you to place the $10,000 in cash. Bring that back to me, and I will remove this curse from you.
Yeah, that's a kind of a, what do you call that, a black eye.
Very much so.
Fake psychics. Yeah, I do have my pet peeves, but what I'm actually going to do is kind of turn it a little bit into a different spin. Some things to look out for with fake psychics. Number one, is communication. How difficult is it to get through to them? Number two, how much are they charging? Now, I know that there's a television show that's got a psychic that lives someplace in New York, and they charge a huge, I'm not going to say the whole name of the show because I don't want to get in trouble, but it's like almost $1,000 for a reading. Now, that's really crazy. Now, you're going to have different prices for readings, but when you get somebody who charges you an outrageous price and they offer you things that are just incredible, they seem godlike. In other words, I can bring a dead member into the room so that you can actually talk to them directly. Or they promise you something that is just so supernatural, it seems like it's something that only God would be able to do. Be careful of those people. The second one is, if somebody says, I need your date of birth, I need this, I need that, I need blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're going to give them your resume, then that's not a real reading. If they're trying to give you an astrology paper, okay, that's different. But if they're saying, I'm a psychic and I want, or a medium and I need all this information from you, that's not a real reading. What they're doing is they're just going to take everything from that and tell you, read it back to you in a different way. So fake psychics are not that difficult to spot. And also, if they contact you asking if you want them for, if they want to get a reading, you know, if they're advertising to you, be careful. When you're looking for a psychic, you go find yourself a psychic. Psychics don't look for you and in that type of way. There may be rare circumstances, but in those circumstances, it'll be crazy obvious that they're real. So, excuse me, with that being said, be very cautious of psychics. And at the same time, psychics, when you're dealing with somebody who wants to get a reading from you and they say, oh, I'll pay you this much at this time or I'll pay you at that time, don't accept it. Don't be fooled by people who are going to lie to you as well. Hold true to your rules, as the same is with people who are looking for good psychics. If your gut feeling says there's something wrong, 99% of the time, you're correct. You're right. So listen to your gut feeling. Know that they're not a legitimate psychic. And if you're looking at them on video and something looks wrong, you have the right to say goodbye. So don't let guilt be a defining factor in your decision. That makes sense, Sharon?
It actually does. And, you know, some things just came to mind. You know, as you were talking, I was, you know, seeing that movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, and she actually really was a psychic, but she initially started out, she didn't know she was. And she's got, you know, the crystal ball, she's doing the channeling, doing the seances, and, you know, it's dangerous to go to someone, even if they are fake, and you walk in and they've got a Ouija board, because I am adamant and 1,000% sure that Ouija boards open up doorways to darkness. No loved one is going to come through a Ouija board, and it's not the material that is used to make the Ouija board, it's the act of doing it. You know, so you can make your own Ouija board and move something around, and that act opens up, you know, really bad doorways. And so if you walk into a place and they do have, you know, a Ouija board or, you know, a crystal ball, you know, get up and walk out, because not only are you wasting your money, but you're potentially going to take home, you know, some unwanted guests. Tarot cards and pendulums are fine. I know tested certified psychic mediums that do tarot cards. You know, it's a, you know, that's a tool. You know, comparing that to a Ouija board, not even closely comparing that. But, you know, if it doesn't feel right, you know, get up and leave. And, you know, if they're judging your body language, if they're, you know, watching you and you're nervous and they go, aha, you're stressed, you know, or you start crying and they go, well, you're depressed. Well, if they have to read your body language, you know, and what you just said earlier, if you have a hard time contacting them, if they change their number a lot, there's a red flag. You know, so
very true.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing also. I used to be a paranormal investigator, and that's actually on my website. You'll actually see that I have a resume at psychicmatthew.com. And I did my mediumship work as well as did lead investigative work with a paranormal group when I had it a long time ago. One of the most important things for people to understand is that when you're going through the process of learning about the metaphysical world, understand that in my belief, and I can't speak for Sharon, but I'm pretty sure she's the same way. In my belief, my skill sets come from the Holy Ghost. I believe I talk with the Holy Ghost directly. He is a spiritual being. And because of that, I feel very safe in what I do, and I feel acknowledged by the Holy Ghost to say, yes, you are a vessel for through God. And that is how my work is done. People who use other talismans, such as a Ouija board, usually are using those things in the greatest level of ignorance known to them at that time. They are doing it for fun. They are doing it for the experience of the emotional adrenaline rush. And unfortunately, that is a huge no-no, as Sharon was saying. You are dealing with a situation where especially teenagers whose body is going through so many fantastic changes, that's a huge magnet in terms of demonic type of influence. And these are very, very easily influenced. So when you're dealing with these talismanic issues, be very, very careful of your intent. If you intend to use it for fun, for the adrenaline rush, to be scared, believe me, and Sharon, well, I'm sure will agree, you are asking for something real to happen, but it's not like in the Hollywood movies. It's much worse. If you're doing this thing for the purposes of health, love, happiness, and good things, not selfish, then you're going to find that things may be a little bit different. So that is a critical part. What do you think, Sharon?
I'm one, you know, and it's only Ouija boards that under no condition, because I've personally seen the ramifications that come from it. You know, I've gotten the calls to go to a house where a teenager has used it and the whole family is destroyed. So I've never seen any good, you know, come out of it. Mm-hmm. And even when you're doing, you know, you doing an investigation, you have that previous experience. I also did, you know, investigations for many years.
Right. Yes, you did. And, yes.
Yeah. And even when you're using, you know, the K2 meters, the digital recorders, the infrared cameras, you know, you're reaching out. You're going, hello, is anybody here? And you're walking into their territory. And we would come out and we would use holy water. We would bless ourselves. We would, you know, stand in a prayer circle. You know, so it, you know, it is. So when, you know, even getting, you know, a psychic reading, you open yourself up to a certain level. But if you have somebody that is highly trained, that is authentic, when you work with them, you're making a soul connection and you're going to be protected. So you're already going to have that protection in place. It's like having, you know, armed guards with you at all times. Nothing is going to get to you. Nothing is going to stay with you, because we make the connection and then we surround you with, you know, with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And absolutely, my gift, you know, 100,000% comes from God. You know, and,
right.
You know, that will never change. You know, so let's, you know, I was just, you, like, kind of like I said before, when we were going to talk about psychic readings, there's so many different areas that, you know, we could take this. I mean, we've talked about what a psychic reading is and, you know, how to spot a fake. And I'll just say one more thing.
Fire away.
Is there's so many psychics and mediums that have been tested, have been certified. You know, Google tested certified psychic mediums. You can't say that you're tested and certified unless you actually are. Find one. And, you know, if it's not me or Matt, just make sure they've been tested, please. It just saves a lot of misery down the road. You know that you're making a good investment, because that's what it is. And when you pay somebody to do a reading, it's an investment, because you're expecting to get something,
right.
You know, not only short term, but long term after it.
Now, let me add something to that as well, if
sure.
You don't mind.
No.
Let's give them a really big idea of how do you identify if they're tested? What are you looking for? I mean, I've been tested in text and that's it. Well, no. You look at, take a look at Sharon Pugh's website. Look at how many different companies have given her these badges, these digital badges, these photographs that say she has been tested. And these are not legal to share on other websites. You can't give these to other people, because if this company finds it on some strange website, they're going to attack that person and say, get rid of it or we're going to sue you. Sharon has
Very
earned
good
it.
Point.
What is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them which websites you have been tested through.
Shea Parker's Best American Psychics. And I mean, the testing, I was tested 3 times. And you're tested at least twice, and they have the option to test you a 3rd time. And you also have to go through a code of ethics training. You have to, you know, maintain, you know, a certain level of credentials and reputation. You know, if you have a bad reputation, boom, you're gone. You're out of there, because you're going to make them look bad. So thank you for bringing, you know, that up. Yeah, they do give you a badge, and you know, you can't have it on your website. You can't say, oh, I was tested by Best American Psychics, and I'm just going to use this to fool people and lull them into this false sense of, you know, security. So thank you for bringing that up. So It's Matthew, you've been tested, you know, so I know, you know, 100%, you know, you have been tested and authenticated. And, you know, I wouldn't even ask you to come on with me as a co-host. You know, I want that, you know, boom, you know, the host on this show have been tested and, you know, are certified psychic mediums.
Right. Now, let's clarify one other thing here. I don't know if we're going to get any calls today also, but if you, what is the telephone number for people to call in if they want to get a reading?
Let's see. Let me pull this up. Okay. All right. The number to call in, 202-570-7057. So that's area code 202-570-7057. So if you're listening, call in. We'll give you a free reading. Doesn't cost you anything.
That's right. Now is the time to get your free reading. This is the moment. We've got a little bit of time. The show is now open to free readings. We're going to try and keep it simple. We're not going to share great amounts of detail for you because this is over the open air and it's not exactly private, but we'll give you a certain strong taste of what it is we do. And then at the same time, if you want to continue the reading and get into more depth, then you contact us for a private reading through either the Best Psychic Directory with Bob Olson or whichever website you want, or go directly through our personal websites, and you can get it that way as well, and it is very easy to get a hold of us. As far as the badges go, remember that when we're tested, there's something that happens that you may not know about. Psychic mediums, there's a control testing, and then there's the freestyle testing, and then the third one if they wish. The control testing is we have somebody from those websites who actually we make contact with, and they say, okay, this is my first name. Now give me a reading. They tell us nothing, and we have to dig into them by just talking. And at the end of it, they don't tell us how we did. They said, okay, thank you very much. So you can imagine we're sitting there going, oh, God, oh, God.
try doing that three times, and you know it's one's going to be a staffer, and the other two are going to be, you know, cold clients. They're just going to pull somebody in. And
well, that's the second one I wanted to tell them about. The second one is the cold client. They actually choose a client. Now, here's the catch. If you pass the first reading, they're not going to tell you what you got right or wrong. They're just going to say, okay, we're going to now move you on to the next section of the cold reading from some client that we randomly choose out of nowhere. And that's how you know you passed. But, okay, so then the client calls, and they have a score sheet. They have to decide how many answers you get right. You have to get a certain percentage. If you don't, the interview stops, you're done, you walk away. So, once you've passed those two and they decide maybe to go for a third or not, at that point they call you up and say, congratulations, you've passed both, you did a great job, blah, blah, blah. Well, now you've lost probably about 10 to 15 pounds in fear and fright and stress, but at least you know you're a psychic.
Yeah, very true. And it's actually, it's based on accuracy, ethics, and delivery. So not only if you're accurate, what were your ethics giving the reading, you know, and delivery? How did you deliver the reading? How did you start out the middle part and how you ended? So it is brutal. It is brutal. All right. We're getting ready to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to give you some tips on preparing for a reading. Come back with us.
Yahoo!
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. A Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. Cool. Sharon, I have an idea that I wanted to, I just thought of this. Would you mind if I did it?
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Let me prepare myself. Hold on. Okay. All right. Go for it.
Very, very funny. People, this, I believe, this radio show reaches around the world, if I'm not mistaken, because it is on the internet. So not only are we going to be talking to people in perhaps the United States, I want people from the United Kingdom. I want people from Europe that speak English. I want people from South America, Middle America, Central America, I should say. I want people from China. I want people from India. I want people from the Middle East, South, from Africa, from Australia, New Zealand. I want to hear from the Irish, the Scottish. I want all these people to know that we are there to help these people because we speak English. So hopefully if you speak English, we welcome you to give us a call. And because we're worldwide, that's what we do. We do work for worldwide people. So if you're English speaking anywhere in the world, we welcome you to call us. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, you do speak German, though.
I do speak German, but to fluently get through a reading, it's better if I stick with English.
I agree. But I wanted to put it out there that, you know, you do speak. I've heard you speak German, and it's very Germany and very
if you
rich.
Want me to say a German sentence now, I will. That's up to you.
No, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, here's my German sentence. Hello.
Is that say how you say hello in German?
Yes, it's H-E-L-L-O is English. H-A-L-L-O is German.
Okay. All right. Well, I learned something new today. All right. Okay. All right. Let's go over preparing for a reading. So say you are, you know, you're getting ready to have a reading. You don't have to do it the day before, but, you know, the day of, take it to 15 minutes before the reading. You know, be open-minded. That's the first thing is, you know, please be open-minded. Oh, Matthew, we actually have a caller from Texas. And
cool.
We promise that no matter what we're talking about, you know, if we get a caller, we're going to take her. Okay, we have Jennifer from Texas.
All right. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I am good. I love your accent. You've got an accent like mine. Mine is very, very Southern. I love that.
Have you gotten all your pastures fixed yet?
Got all the pastures done, but I've got a crew of about 15 people here building a new barn, and about every 30 minutes they come in the door and my puppies bark, and I'll be on with the client. I'm like, I'm so sorry. They're barking, but it's been a year work in progress, probably going to be another year work in progress, but thank you for asking.
Well, I've watched the progress.
Wow.
Well, thank you. That means
spooky.
Yeah. Oh, Jennifer, meet Matthew. Matthew, meet Jennifer. Well, sweetie, what is your question?
What do you have for me with my father today?
Ah. Okay, your father's on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. All right. He stepped through because I never want anybody to, you know, my father is passed or, you know, so-and-so, because some people will say, well, you know, I want to know about my father. He's either sick or still here. So it's important, again, you know, staying with the topic of psychic reading, that, you know, a male spirit came through and he said that he's worried about your sadness. You're very sad or somber about something right now. Does this mean anything to you?
Not really.
Okay. I'm just, you know, energetically, you know, getting family dynamics. Or that you're not moving forward like you should. More of a, you know, of a stuck feeling.
True.
Okay.
That's extremely true.
That's extremely
true. But it's. Do you want me to jump in there for a second? Because I got something popping out of the top of my head. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
This is my Matthew from Germany, correct?
This is Matthew from Germany. That is right.
Good.
So, your father, from what I'm understanding, he is saying hello to you. I do not feel that there is a gushiness coming from him. He's not like, I miss you. Oh, my God, you're my little baby girl. It's more like, hello, dear, how are you? I hope it's more of a kindness type thing, but more a little bit more chit-chatty. Does that sound like him a little bit?
Yes, but okay. I was, you know, his the oldest and the one who went with him all the time.
Right. He had a trust in you as more like a friendship than it was an oldest daughter, but it was a kind of a balance in between is what I'm being shown. But I'm also being shown the fact that he's very disappointed in the people around you, especially the professional people like doctors. And there's people around you that he's saying they need to be a little bit more responsible because they're not taking care of your family the way they should. And you're getting frustrated with that. Does that make sense to you?
Very much so.
Right. So from what I'm picking up off of this one, he's saying that he wants you to become a little bit more of a nasty personality towards these people who are not doing what they should. He says you have the right to stand up and be the person that everybody else is shying away from because you have the courage and you're not worried about the judgment. Is that correct?
Very much so.
Okay. So with that being said, that's what he's looking forward to seeing you doing because I'm being told that there are some younger children that need a little bit more strength, but everybody's too skittish and too politically friendly to worry about them. And he says that these kids need to be watched a little bit better and you could be the one to create a little bit more comfortable atmosphere. Not directly, but indirectly by being a little bit more stubborn, a little bit more of a crab head. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Matthew, okay. Do you mind jump in?
Just go right ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was coming through and talking about the month of September being a significant month of these change being made, that right now you feel so bombarded, and the initial message of you being stuck, that in September, almost like it's a monumental month or something, something is going to break open and move for you then. And he talks about, he wants to bring attention to your blood pressure.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you. Yeah. So please, you've got to take time out. He's saying you've got to take time out for yourself, that you mother everybody. You're always wanting to take care of, other people's needs, that you forget your own. And he came through, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Matt, but he's coming through going, tell her to take care of her blood pressure and, mm-hmm. be more mindful of it. So he's still, he's still guarding and protecting and just as much there for you.
Okay, continue on. I've got something exploding out of me right now.
Oh, that's okay. No, go ahead and give it.
Okay, I'm being shown here something very interesting with you, and I don't know if this is you doing it, but you have a desire or something about this. Do you have a huge garden that you love to take care of, or that you want to have a huge garden that would be a hobby of yours? I'm being shown a huge garden, just a personal one. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm being shown is he actually wishes for you to try to live off of that garden a little bit more, to actually make that almost a full-time passion for edible foods on a larger scale. He says he knows it might be difficult, though, because there's something to do with some restrictions, maybe in size or maybe seasonal. I don't know. But he says he wishes you could do that, but he knows that it's difficult. Is that true?
Harvey wiped everything out.
Okay. All right. I hate to cut this off, but I wanted to get to one more reading before the show was over. Jennifer, please, if you want to contact either one of us, to kind of expand on this, please don't hesitate. And if you want, call into next week's show. Call back.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you take care. Thanks for giving us the call. All right.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, let's go to Summer in Kentucky.
All right. Hello, Summer in Kentucky.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing ducky. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Hi, Sharon.
All right.
It's been a while.
Hi. Hi, Summer.
It's been a while since we talked.
Okay, and I don't remember anything that we talked about, even if it was a week ago. So what would you like us to look at for you?
Okay, I'm wanting to buy a house, and I'm wanting to know, am I going to have any problems buying this house, and when do you see me getting this house? Because I want to really move into another state.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, my psychic. Yeah, I know. I'm getting the same thing. Is really coming in. The people that – there are people that in the house, correct, that own it, that you're trying to – so it's not a vacant house. It's an empty house, correct?
I haven't even looked at a house. This is my first time buying a house.
Okay. All right. You're going to be looking at a house that you're going to fall in love with. I see it being one level. It's not two-story. It's one level. And you really want this house, and I want you to prepare yourself that the owners are belligerent on the price. So this is a prophetic message that I'm getting. Hold your ground. They will budge. Your house, be prepared for it to sell a lot faster than you think. But it's almost like it's not selling the house or buying the house. It is the people in this process, in this journey, that is going to be a complete nightmare. And again, I just hear, hold your ground, you know, hold your ground with that. I'm getting that there are a few changes or a few things that I feel, and the inspector is going to come in and make you change, or you're going to want to update. And I'm hearing, absolutely do that. Listen to your intuition, you know, listen to the advice. It's going to help it sell faster.
So it's going to be in another state that I want?
Well, do you want me to jump in, Sharon?
Yes, please.
Okay. Young lady.
And
we have to go to commercial.
Yes. Nope, we are at the end of the show. Boy, it goes by fast. Summer, Connie from Georgia, Summer and Connie and Jennifer, call back next week. We'll go to calls earlier, and that way we will get to everybody. Thank you again from Sharon and Matthew, and we will see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.